I'm the son of a fisherman who fished out of Gloucester, which is a famous fishing town in Massachusetts. And A Feeble Armada is a series of boat sculptures that are all kind of conceptually disparate in the ways that they take on ideas about travel. A lot of them attempt to be funny. I'm really interested in the idea of craft and how it interacts with art. So,
and the attempt to be funny thing, I've got to kind of disagree with you there. I mean, when I roll through your portfolio and search you online and see some of your work, one of the first things that comes to mind is that your pieces are often very, very humorous in nature. Is that something you strive for?
I think it's something that I attempt in many ways to add a levity to every aspect of my life and my teaching and my just general demeanor. And I try to attempt a wry sense of humor. There's more than a little irony in many of them. I enjoy puns and wordplay, and those things kind of enter into the work quite a bit as well. So I think even though many of the things are serious in tone, I think they attempt to sort of put a veneer of humor over that.
With the Feeble Armada, was this something that was ongoing? I mean, have you developed these pieces over years, and did you always know that you wanted to create something that was an homage to your father in a roundabout way?
Absolutely, and I spent a lot of time on boats as a young person preparing work, preparing objects for the boat, preparing lines and cutting up chum and doing a lot of things before I could even officially be on the boat in the capacity of a fisherman. You know, I think if you ever read The Old Man and the Sea, there's a lot of great scenes in there of the struggle of human and fish, and that's something that hasn't gone away. If you look now at how bluefin tuna is hunted and caught, it's a very human struggle. You know, it's like biceps and lines. It's really interesting how primal a lot of that stuff is. So that imagery is something that's quite powerful in my mind.
Do you find you're expressing any of your life experiences on those boats in the work itself?
There's a cliche in art that everything that you make is a self-portrait, and I think there's a little bit of truth in that.
It seems that a lot of your work tends to elicit, I would say, a strong response. When people see it for the first time, the reaction tends to be strong as opposed to looking at something that's considered more classical, where there's more of an internalized reaction. I showed a lot of your work to people in the office, and there's almost always a very animated response. Is that something that you've experienced before?
Absolutely. The kind of art that I'm intrigued with the most and that I enjoy the most is folk art. I think I'm aiming to try to evoke a response from people. There's a bit of my artist statement about how I'm trying to give something to every viewer. So I think there's something visual, and there's something of a slapstick humor to them. But there's also, if you want to look at it with a much more critical or analytical lens, I'm trying to give something for the structuralist or postmodernist fan as well. There's meant to be many layers to them, and I think that the lower brow aspects of them are things that elicit the kind of responses that I want, and they kind of prime you if you're ready to respond to them.
I've noticed in some of your work there's a sense of interactivity. A lot of the works that you can interact with, what's the impetus behind that, and why build art that someone has to manipulate?
I very much enjoy the idea of toys and how it causes a physical interaction between the viewer and the object and the connections that we have to toys over time. In fact, the scale of many of these is very toy-like. The miniature boat itself kind of evokes quality of youth of imagination because you're working on this tiny thing and imagining it being so big. I did at one point make many things that you could physically touch and turn cranks and press buttons, but I found that people, once they found out that they could touch them, tended to overwork them or play with them too hard or crank them too much and break them. So, and it was mostly the guys. So I think once they realized they could play with them, they kind of saw how fast they could make a thing do something. So I quit for a while making stuff that people could touch just because I would continue to get calls from the curator or the gallery director saying that I had to come fix the work. So these have the sense that they could be interacted with, but I'd prefer people didn't touch them.
Rob Millard Menendez, thank you so very much for speaking with me.
Appreciate it. Thanks.